This is Minnesota Today from NPR News. I'm Kathy Warzer. It's Wednesday, May 18th. Today's forecast includes rain for central and northern Minnesota, rain that is not needed. Rising floodwaters have St. Louis County officials declaring a state of local emergency in the hopes of getting state and possibly federal help. The St. Louis County Board met in an emergency session yesterday. The floods caused by snowmelt and rains over the last 6 weeks could continue for the next 2 weeks. Places like Cabotogama and Crane Lake townships are seeing major flood damage to private property. Resort and private cabin owners have been sandbagging to help keep high water at bay. Paul McDonald is the St. Louis County Board Chair. He lives in Ely. He says residents along Lake Cabotogama reported it rose 6 inches overnight earlier this week.
And in talking to a number of the old-timers, as I call them, 1950 was the record event, and this could get into that area and maybe even surpass that record flooding.
More on the forecast in just a few minutes. Students in the Minnesota State College and University system are facing tuition increases. Minnesota State's Board of Trustees were told yesterday the system is facing budget problems worsened by declining enrollment. Under the tuition hike proposal, students attending Minnesota State's community and technical colleges would see an average increase of $185, while those enrolled at the system's seven universities would pay nearly $300 more. That amounts to a 3.5% hike. The U of M is also mulling a similar tuition increase. A man who sued Minneapolis after being beaten during the unrest that followed George Floyd's murder has won a $1.5 million settlement from the city. Tim Nelson has more.
Jaleel Stallings was in a Lake Street parking lot on May 30th, 2020, after a curfew had been imposed on the city. Police passing in the dark in an unmarked van fired at him with foam bullets, and he fired back with a handgun without hitting anyone. Police responded by arresting him, and he sued in federal court in October. The complaint says officers beat him even after he surrendered, then hid evidence that he may have acted in self-defense. Stallings was later acquitted of multiple felony charges by a jury. A settlement in federal court says judgment will be filed against the city and more than a dozen police officers, and Stallings will be paid $1.5 million plus attorney and legal fees as determined by the judge in the case. I'm Tim Nelson.
Ramsey County Attorney John Choi says he will not charge two police officers who fatally shot an armed carjacking and robbery suspect in Moundsview last year. Matt Sepik has that story.
New Brighton Officer John Thomas and Moundsview Sergeant Michael Hansen killed 21-year-old Noah Douglas Kelly on November 28th. Police say Kelly was under the influence of drugs and alcohol when he allegedly walked to a shopping center and forced a man to drive him across the parking lot to Merwin Liquors by pointing a gun at the driver and his 3-year-old son. Police say Kelly then shot through the front door of Merwin Liquors and tried to shoot the clerk in the head, but Kelly's gun wouldn't fire. As officers entered the store, investigators say Kelly pointed a gun at them, so they shot him. County Attorney Choi says the officer's use of deadly force was justified. The incident was captured on surveillance and body camera video. I'm Matt Sepik, Minneapolis.
State Auditor Julie Blaha is COVID positive. She won't appear at the upcoming DFL State Party Convention because of the diagnosis. Blaha is running for a second term. Sports. The Twins lost to the Athletics last night in Oakland 5-2. The two teams close out a 3-game series this afternoon in Oakland. The Lynx beat the LA Sparks last night in LA 87-84. Now that forecast. Showers and thunderstorms are likely today for northern and central Minnesota, mainly this afternoon. Highs around the region, mid-60s to the mid-70s, cooler near Lake Superior. Showers and thunderstorms tonight in northeastern Minnesota. Then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely. Some of those storms could become severe. Highs tomorrow, mid-50s, lower 60s in the north. Mid-60s to the mid-70s in central Minnesota. Upper 70s, mid-80s. In the South. Finally, later today, friends and family of Betty Sandison will throw her a graduation party, and it's a party that's about 60 years in the making. Yesterday, I told you about a University of Minnesota grad who was 78, who graduated this week after a nearly 50-year gap. It took Betty Sandison more than 60 years to earn her degree from the University of Minnesota. Betty started college in 1955, only to put her education on hold to get married and have kids. She took enough courses to become a nurse, which she tells Care 11 was a good job, but she still felt incomplete. A friend pointed out that learning doesn't stop at a certain age, and Betty went back to get her degree. That was in 2018. Now, Betty Sanderson is a newly minted graduate with a bachelor's degree in multidisciplinary studies from the College of Continuing and Professional Studies at the age of 84. Betty says the experience has given her so much joy. And for those who say, "I could never do that," she says, "Yes, you could if you want it bad enough." Congratulations, Betty. If you're looking for more news right now, you can stream us by going to nprnews.org. Download the news app or just turn on the radio. Listen that way. Hope you have a good day today. I'm Kathy Worser.